Fall harvest is crunch time for South Dakota farmers, and rain or even snow can make a stressful period even worse. But combining in midsummer, when days are long and weather interruptions are brief, is just one reason wheat can be a positive for farmers. Northeast South Dakota grower David Kruger added wheat back into his corn-soybean rotation for other reasons, primarily soil health. But several years into the diverse system brought unexpected higher yields in Kruger's row crops.
When you spread out the rotation, I consistently see a 15 bushel better corn yield when I have wheat in the rotation. I see about a 3 bushel better soybean yield with wheat in the rotation. We reduce our weed control is less, cost us less because with wheat in the rotation, we're doing a better job of controlling weeds.
Kruger's fertilizer needs also dropped, along with his seed costs, as he no longer needed triple-stack hybrids. Reduced input costs, coupled with higher corn and bean yields, made wheat in his rotation a win-win.
And then if you do a good job of learning how to maybe market that wheat and selling that wheat, it'd be amazing how often you actually break even or make a little money with that wheat.
Tripp County farmer Brian Jorgensen echoes Kruger's findings. Understanding crop diversity can reduce pest challenges and boost yields.
Folks that are employing these practices, putting wheat back into the rotations, are seeing enhanced yields on both corn and soybeans. Just because of the stretching out of the rotation, we're also seeing increased soil health from adding the wheat back into the system because of the root structures and the microbial communities that live in and around the root systems of wheat.
Crop diversity with wheat can be a game changer. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.